Welcome to Lessons from a PhD, where every single episode teaches you different lessons to make your PhD and career journey easier. Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Anna A.O., and I am your host for Lessons from a PhD. So today, we are going to be talking about a topic that I'm so passionate about whenever I'm giving people advice on entering into a job market or, you know, applying for something, whether it be scholarship, job, anything. I always talk about networking and the power of networking. I'm sure you guys have all heard the phrase, your network is your net worth. And I stand by that 100% because it has worked wonders for me in my career, education, and even in my nonprofit as well. And, you know, what does that actually mean? Your network is your net worth. Well, that essentially means that relationships can open doors and opportunities for you that credentials can't. And I really strongly feel like in this day and age, gone are the days where we can just blindly hand in a resume and secure an interview, or we can just blindly apply for something and get that position or get that scholarship. A lot of times it has to be followed up with some kind of networking, either contacting the hiring manager or talking to someone within the company. So there is so much power in networking, and not even just to gain things, but also just to build your circle as well, because you never know who will be in need of your expertise and also when you'll be in need of someone else's expertise as well. So I want to start off with a few examples of my own of how networking has helped, because I don't want to just, you know, talk about networking just in abstract, but I really want to shine light of how this thing is so powerful and how, you know, you should be very intentional when it comes to building your network. So one thing that I'll say is that my past two jobs, I would owe it to networking in terms of how I got those jobs, okay? So my past two jobs have been, you know, my postdoctoral fellowship, as well as the current job that I'm in right now, which is in the pharmaceutical industry. So I'll start with my postdoctoral fellowship. So I got that job straight out of my PhD. And I remember during my PhD, I was looking for a lab, a specific lab that was researching medicinal chemistry. And within Canada, there aren't a lot of medicinal chemistry labs. So there was a few that I found, but preferably there was one that really stood out to me because it was very reputable in terms of the work that they were doing. So what I did was I, you know, tried to contact the supervisor of that lab through email. I even got my current PhD supervisor to also send an email to him as well, but I didn't hear any reply at all. And so I was like, okay, I don't even know how I'm going to get through to this person, to the supervisor, so at least that I can set up a chat and he can get to know me and I can see if there's any positions available. So during that time, this is when the Canadian Black Scientist Network had just started, and I had talked about this network in a previous episode. And it's just essentially a network of scientists within Canada. And they opened a Slack group. And I remember in that Slack group, you had to introduce yourself. So I remember going through the introduction page and just kind of seeing all the people that were part of the group, what they did, what their research was on and such. And there's this one guy that I saw that was actually a PhD student in the lab that I wanted to do my postdoc in. So I was like, oh, this is great. Let me talk to him and let me network with him and see if he could potentially talk to the supervisor so we can set up a meeting and chat. So I reached out to the guy who was a PhD student, and he was very nice. And he was like, oh, you know, we would love to have you in our lab. I'm sure I can speak on behalf of everyone, but rather than emailing this email, email our lab manager because he will get back to you. And I'll also tell him that, you know, he should be expecting your email. So I was like, okay, great. So through that, I was able to get an interview with the lab manager, with the supervisor, and they were able to bring me on board as a postdoc. In that way, networking and simply just talking to someone within, you know, the lab group really helped get my foot in the door. Because as you know, postdoctoral fellowships are very hard to come by and they're very, very competitive. So that's example number one. Example number two is my current job. Now, I find that whenever you are changing industries or you are maybe going in a different path than your so-called expertise, I feel like networking you should really leverage, because if it's just your resume alone, someone may look at your resume and see that you maybe don't have the necessary experience, right? So, for example, when I was going from academia to industry, it was very difficult for me just because I didn't have pharmaceutical experience. And a lot of these roles that I was applying for, one of the main things was that you need to have pharmaceutical experience, okay? Which is kind of annoying, because it's like, okay, so then where do you start? How do you even get your foot in the door? Because if they're all expecting you to have experience, where do you get that experience from? So it was kind of annoying in that sense. And when I first started looking for industry jobs, I was just sending in my resume, you know, just blindly. And so I was like, okay, I need to kind of change my approach, because this method is clearly not working for me. So let me try something different. So what I did was I went on LinkedIn and I searched the specific role that I wanted to be in. And I typed in the search bar that role, and what popped up was were all the people that had that role within my network, and also that I was somehow connected to. So I just went through the list and I tried to find people that I had maybe commonalities with. You know, either we went to the same undergrad, or we had someone in common that we both followed or something. And those people, I would reach out to them and I would send them a short message. And I said, you know, this is where I am. This is where I want to be. I see that you're in that role. Wondering if we can maybe just set up a Zoom chat, just so that I could get some advice on how to get into that role, and also to learn more about it. So I remember I sent out quite a few messages, and surprisingly, a lot of people were very willing to chat with me. Obviously, there were some that didn't reply, but for the most part, a lot of people were very willing. And so just through that, I was able to make connections of people that were in, you know, the role that I wanted to be in. And a lot of them offered very good advice just in terms of how to format my resume, even, you know, how to contact hiring managers. And I would say one of the key things that really helped me secure interviews was when there was a role that I was interested in within their company, they were able to send me an internal referral link. Okay, so that internal referral link, I would say, really boosted my resume to the top. And every single time I got a referral link, I got an interview for the job. Okay, so that helped quite a bit, because without that, I wouldn't have gotten interviews. And even though some of those jobs I didn't secure, it still helped me get practice and interviewing for those jobs. And whenever I did get the interview, I was able to go back to the person that I networked with and said, you know, I was lucky enough to get this interview. Are there any tips that you could give me going into the interview? What should I expect? And so I was more than prepared for those interviews. So like I said, I honestly stand by networking, especially in the current job market that we're in. Because many times, if you just think of it from an employer's point of view, how does one resume stand out versus the other? These days, it seems like education isn't enough. Because like I said, a lot of these roles that I was applying for, I was more than qualified for on paper in terms of my education. But I was just lacking experience, right? And so sometimes if you don't have experience, maybe you bringing your personality to the table, or them seeing how you are as a person, them seeing your emotional intelligence over the interview, that could also help you get in the door of those jobs. Now, you might be listening thinking, oh, that's great, Anna. Great for you. You know, I've tried to send out messages to people on LinkedIn, but they don't reply, and I've just gotten nowhere with networking. Now, I want you to know and to consider that networking is a long game. So I did give my examples of how I got my current job, but the person that I networked with who got me the job, who got me in the door, it took about 8 months from the time I met them to the time they actually referred me to the job and pulled me into the company. Okay. And so think of networking as a long game. You're building rapport with these people, and it may not necessarily be the person that you directly network with, but it could be them mentioning your name to someone else, right? Or them saying your name in a room where there are people that may have an opportunity for you. So I wouldn't discredit networking if it hasn't worked for you immediately. I always think of it as a long game. So how exactly do you network? Where do you start? Well, there are so many ways that you can start networking. I gave LinkedIn as an example, and I would say that's probably the easiest way to network online, right? LinkedIn is a professional platform, so it's a great medium to meet other professionals, to try to meet people in your company, in a different company, people with similar roles as you, or as a role that you aspire to be. It's a great way. And with LinkedIn, it's so easy to send someone a message. One thing that I will say about sending out messages, though, is just get to the point. Don't write paragraphs, because even for me, sometimes I receive messages that are like paragraphs upon paragraphs, and I honestly don't read them because they're just long. And I also received advice from a recruiter as well in terms of how to send a message to someone on LinkedIn. And so I would just say, get to the point. You know, some of the messages that I sent out, I stated, this is where I am, this is where I want to be, and this is the kind of relationship I want to build with you. So whether it's, you know, can we chat about A, B, C, and D, or can we meet up for a coffee chat or such, okay? So I would just say, with those messages, keep it very to the point. Other than online networking, there are so many other ways that you can network. You know, now that there's no more COVID and we're doing a lot more in-person things, you can even start local. So leverage your university, you know, if you're still in university, leverage your workplace if you're in the workforce, or even like local community foundations, your church, anything. You know, anyone that you come into contact with, you never know who they know or what circle they belong with. They belong in. And the cool thing about networking, it's like, I think of it as a multiplier effect. If I network with a particular person, I now have access to their network as well. So I'm not just building my network plus one, I'm building my network plus one plus their network also. So anyone that you come into contact with, think of it as you are adding not just them to your network, but also their network as well. Other ways that you can network. One thing I would say is be very intentional as well. Identify the types of people that you want to connect with. Is it because you need mentors? Is it because you need peers? Is it because you want to change industries and you want new industry professionals as your network? So definitely be very intentional and attend events. You know, I love face-to-face networking. I think it's the best way to network with people, just because they get to see you as a whole. They get to actually know your personality, how you carry yourself. So whether it be you meeting people at conferences, academic conferences that you go to, or work seminars or different workshops, there are so many different ways that you can network. Even these days, I see a lot of networking events that are going on in different cities as well. So again, that is another way to kind of open the door to expand your network with different types of people. Now, if you're someone who's thinking, you know, I'm too shy to network, I don't really like talking to people, I feel like I'm gonna have imposter syndrome, I would say that just start from online. Online, I think, is the easiest way to network because you are behind a computer and you can just send a message. And once you build your confidence of talking to people and reaching out to people, then you can branch off and go to in-person events or try networking at your upcoming conference. And the one thing that I will say about conferences that makes me more comfortable in networking is that everyone's in the same boat. Everyone is trying to meet new people, make connections. So oftentimes when I go to conferences or seminars or workshops, you'll have random people walking up to you, just randomly introducing yourself. Like in that setting, it's okay. You don't look like you're weird, right? And so always just think that everyone is in the same mindset as I am, we're trying to meet people. So it's okay just to randomly walk up to someone and be like, hi, my name is Anna. What's your name? What do you do? And just start the conversation like that. And I think also having a genuine interest of getting to know people. You know, for me, I would say that I am definitely an introvert. I don't like large crowds at all. But I do enjoy one-on-one conversations just because I have a genuine interest to get to know people. And so you'll see me probably asking a lot of questions in the conversation because I'm just a very curious person. So I think also something that could help is just building an interest in getting to know someone, not for what they can give you or what they can bring you, but just because they are a different person than you and doing something different. And it's something that you can learn. It's a learning opportunity. Now that brings me to my next point about networking. So try not to network just to simply use people for their resources, but network to build long-lasting relationships, because I truly think that that's more valuable than just using someone for a quick resource, whether it be to get a referral link for a job or for them to connect you to someone within their network. So that being said, I think it's very important to stay connected to the people that you network with, even after maybe you've moved on from the job that you met them at or the school or the project that you guys worked on together. I think maintaining that relationship is very important. So different ways that you could keep up with people or maintain relationships is that, you know, you can send them a holiday message. So for example, this past Christmas, there's a bunch of people that I had networked with when I was looking for industry jobs. And I just sent them a nice holiday message like, Merry Christmas, I hope you have a great holiday and such. So it's not like I'm talking to them every single day, but at least, you know, I'm still keeping up with them. I'm still in touch with them by sending them messages here and there. Another way that you can stay connected with people that you networked with is by celebrating their achievements. You know, LinkedIn makes it very easy to kind of see what people are doing in their careers. So if you see that someone got a promotion or moved to another job, that is a great in to send them a message and congratulate them and maybe even strike up a conversation. Other ways is you can just send them a random message like, you know, hey, how are you? Just checking in kind of thing. And people won't mind. Usually a lot of people appreciate the fact that you didn't just use them for that one referral link or that one job, but you're interested in actually building a relationship with them. And remember, networking is a long-term investment, okay? You never know the opportunities that are going to come in the future from that one person that you connect with today. So last story before I close this off, I just want to share how networking has really helped me in terms of my nonprofit. Now, I started my nonprofit, Empowering Female Minds in STEM, when I was in my PhD, and I had this idea that I wanted to do professional development workshops for African women in STEM, simply to help promote STEM amongst African women to go into either their graduate studies or to pursue careers in STEM after they graduate. And so I wanted to do these workshops in Africa, but I was all the way in Canada. So I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm actually going to execute this when I only know a handful of people in Ghana, which is my extended family, when none of them are in STEM. And so I decided to go online, and there was this platform that I was a part of that was STEM-based with a lot of different scientists in Africa. So I went on that platform, and I went through all the different scientists and tried to see, okay, is there anyone that I could maybe reach out to that could possibly help? And I saw this one guy who was based in Ghana, and he did a lot of STEM outreach. So I sent him a message. He was very, very kind, and he was able to set me up and connect me with someone who was pretty prominent in the STEM field in Ghana. And so it's funny, the initial guy that I reached out to is now one of our advisory board members, and the one that he connected me with is also an advisory board member. So because they were based in Ghana, they really helped me with the ideation of my nonprofit. But in terms of building the team that we have now, that was, again, through networking, either people reaching out to me wanting to be part of the team or me finding people of similar interest that I thought would be really great to add to the team. So that's networking on its own. Our advisory board members, all of them, I found them through networking. Actually, one of them was really random. I was at a business event completely unrelated to STEM in Toronto, and I was one of the only two Black woman there. And the other black woman that was there, I remember I saw her across the room when we locked eyes. And I was like, okay, I need to go talk to her after. So we obviously, we approached each other and we introduced ourselves and we were chatting. And I was just telling her a little bit about what I do in the organization. And she was very interested in it. And even what she did, her expertise, I thought would be great for the advisory board. So I asked her and she was willing to join. So simply going to events, you never know who you're going to meet and you never know what expertise they have that could be of benefit to you. So this goes back to what I said of just having a genuine interest of getting to know people, knowing where they're from, knowing what they do, because you never know, that person could be of benefit to you in either starting your venture, looking for a job, or anything else that you may want to do. So this week, I want all of you guys to take action with what I have said and to reach out to someone or either revisit an old connection, okay? So I want you to think about one person that you've been meaning to connect with or you haven't connected with in a while, and I want you to send them a message, because you never know what opportunities might come from that conversation, okay? So if you guys do that, feel free to send me a message and let me know anything positive that came from it. So all the best in everyone's networking journey, and until next time.